Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Coronavirus Scam. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
A Southern California man who claimed he created a cure for the coronavirus is in federal custody tonight, accused of trying to scam people out of their money. He got a million hits on Instagram, which proved to be his undoing.
This is Keith Middlebrook. Yes, I created the cure that shuts down the COVID-19.
On his social media videos, Keith Middlebrook claimed he'd created the cure for coronavirus over 6 weeks.
It makes the cells from the coronavirus detach, release, and die within 48 hours. This is it right here, the preloaded injection.
He also promised this pill would make you immune to the virus. Just to be clear, there is no cure, no vaccine, no drug that stops coronavirus. The U.S. attorney says this was a scam aimed at extracting money from gullible people and injecting it into Middlebrook's bank account.
He was then soliciting investments in his company and promising massive profits in return.
I've been studying cell tissue and chemical biology for well over two decades. I'm beyond qualified. I think omniscient.
The word is omniscient, which means all-knowing. Middlebrook clearly was not. FBI undercover agents busted him for allegedly trying to sell them the phony medicine. Now, the 53-year-old with homes in Westwood, Newport Beach, and Murrieta is socially isolated in jail. He's charged with one count of wire fraud. He could get 20 years in prison.
If you're wondering how low you have to be to take advantage of people during this time, ask Keith Middlebrook.
Oh, it's a beautiful name.
It's not attached to a beautiful person.
Oh, that's not good.
He was arrested for selling a coronavirus antidote. Cure. No, actually, just vaccine. Cure. It's just a cure.
A cure. Just like he's selling like M&Ms and being like, it's a pill. That's a cure.
Is that how you used to make money back in the day, Trace?
Yeah. Oh, in a pinch?
You want to buy some breads?
Would you like a green M&M?
I don't love scammers.
You?
We don't love scammers.
No.
We don't love scammers, but there's something particularly heinous about this one. I think it really takes advantage of people, you know, saying like, get rich quick or a multi-level marketing scam is a little more passive because it's not taking advantage of a pandemic.
Exactly. There's a desperation around, as there should be. There's this feeling of needing an answer, wanting an answer. The time that we live in right now is so hard. It's hard for all of us. But it feels specifically shitty.
And there's so much information, obviously, going back and forth. People want you to read our blog post, read our news article. Mm-hmm. And right now, we're no different in this sense. But I came across Keith Middlebrook because in the world of like actors, the article about what he did was like actor Keith Middlebrook. And so you look and it's like by actor, it's like he might have done some uncredited stuff.
Access profile. It's
pretty much something like that. And that's, you know, that's not a comment on, you know, what acting is. It's not really important, but that's how I caught wind of it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, of course I have to look, and it's just another huckster. Is that the right word? Like
a huckster?
Yeah, huckster.
I don't know. It's very Mark Twain.
Yeah, like a kind of like a, just a grifter, you know, like just a bad
snake
person,
oil salesman,
but on so many levels.
Yeah,
because you've seen articles about people like hoarding masks and hand sanitizer, and again, totally awful. But at least, I guess, with this, at least if somebody's selling you overpriced hand sanitizer, you're getting what you actually pay for.
Yeah,
I guess the difference would be here's some hand sanitizer, but it's just, you know, aloe vera or something like that. So at least in that sense, as horrible as that is, but this is something that he's selling that's too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
the persona behind him is obviously makes it super compelling. I believe his main Instagram account is down, but there's a couple, I don't know if they're from him or from other people just capitalizing on his name. And this is pretty recent. This is, we're going back maybe a month from when you're listening to this, maybe even less.
Wow.
So this is probably one of the more topical things we've discussed.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever gone back a month. Every once in a while, I'll talk about something that happened to me a couple weeks ago.
But
nobody cares.
This is
everyone cares about this.
And the outcome hasn't even happened yet. We still have a few more days before the outcomes. Maybe we'll follow up.
Yeah, get a little update action happening.
I was thinking about doing maybe an update.
I think this guy, this feels like it deserves an update, is what I'm saying.
He advertised, I guess I'll use the word allegedly for all of this because he has not been convicted of anything yet. So I'm putting that out there. This is a blanket alleged. Whatever is happening is all alleged.
Yeah. So legally, it's in process.
If you feel like sticking up for this person,
this won't
be the thing you're going to use to stick up for him. So he advertised on Instagram. And just to let you know, I showed you his Instagram.
Yes, I did.
Or a copy of his Instagram. Mm-hmm. And he's you know, maybe looks like he's in his early 50s, late 40s.
Yeah, he's clinging desperately to his 48-year-old self, I would
pretty
say.
Pretty buff dude.
Pretty buff. He looks like a Street Fighter.
Yeah, looks like
from
a Street Fighter. Yeah, yeah. Not just a Street Fighter guy.
No, he's heavily pixelated.
He looks like a video game character. Very tan.
Very tan.
Probably a little Botox-y.
Oh, definitely. And he's got that really dark, you know, like dyed black hair, like black hair. And then you can tell because it's got like it's receding so far, but he's just clinging to it.
I wouldn't know anything about that. I'm just turning 29 gracefully.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's very natural.
That's just how I do it.
Yeah, it's like, damn.
And he also is one of those people who he is a genius entrepreneur.
Of course.
You know, how to make money, how to generate wealth, a life coach.
Yeah.
How to get an 800 credit score is one of his... Yeah, that's one of the things he uses to say, oh, I don't know, then how come I have an 800 credit score?
Yeah.
Want the proof? I did a screen grab of the number 800.
So exactly, and I put a little dial at the bottom so you could tell. He's like, if you saw his Tinder profile, it would have the score as one of his photo options. The other three would be gym selfies. The guy doesn't own a shirt with sleeves.
No.
Unless
you're seeing his very shiny business suit when he's maybe in a limousine.
Shiny, that shiny... rayon fabric.
And I'm sure he's in a private jet.
Bottles. You know. Oh, baby. Get his PJ.
But the most, as far as I know or we know, the most heinous of what he's been accused of is selling a coronavirus prevention pill.
Awful. Awful.
Oh, but there's more.
What?
And an injectable COVID-19 formula vaccine cure.
Okay. So you have options? You have scam options.
He also claimed that Magic Johnson was on his company's board.
Wasn't Magic Johnson also in Tiger King recently?
Yeah, I think he was.
Magic Johnson, you should get some PR people. Let's get you a revamp. You don't want to be associated with these people.
And he promised potential investors millions of dollars in returns, obviously.
That's like how you Theranos. Do it.
He was arrested after delivering his prevention pills to an undercover FBI agent. So there was a sting. Was it a RICO case?
He's like, I want 4 PPs. And guy's like, check. Meet you at 1300 o'clock.
Yeah.
He's like, cool, I'm in a Camry.
Yeah, pretty much. So he claimed he was about to mass produce his own cure. The Justice Department said he got about 2 million views on YouTube and Instagram.
Of course.
And he spoke to two other people about investments. One was an FBI agent and one cooperating witness. Somebody was like, yeah, he scammed me all over $150,000. Sure, I'll testify against him. Mm-hmm. He's charged with attempted wire fraud. God. Bad. Wire fraud, mail fraud. Don't mess with that.
No, they'll get you on mail fraud.
Carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. He's described in his bio as a genius entrepreneur and
a genius,
the inventor of the quote COVID-19 immunity and coronavirus cure.
Oh, it's just Dexatrim. It's just like a pill. What's the Kardashian weight loss pill?
Flat tummy tea.
Magic gummy bears.
Yeah. Well, they both work though.
Okay, that's true.
They just haven't for me yet. I need to buy more for some reason. There is a cure right here going to mass production, he said in a post on March 17th, viewed over 630,000 times.
Wow.
Now, there's a little caveat to that. I'm pretty good at reading social media data. Mm-hmm. And you look at his numbers of the views, and there was one post where, of course, this is what I go to. This is my go-to thing. Not like what you're doing is immoral and unethical. Mine is like, these numbers seem fake. Mm-hmm. So I go and I look and there'll be a post that's a video and it'll just say it has 300,000 views, but only 7 comments.
Yeah.
Which is, even if you have a bad engagement rate, it's in a way like, if I ask 300,000 people something and only 7 respond.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Chances are it's bought and botted and to create, that's not the end of the world, but that's a thing to be like, wow, well, if all these other people have viewed it, there must be something to it.
Yeah.
And if he's the kind of guy to sell a coronavirus cure, he's the kind of person to lie in his social media.
Totally. That's like an old social trick.
And this might make you like him a little bit more. This is going to save and change the world. Yes, I have a meeting set up with President Donald Trump.
Whoa, the prez.
Holding a syringe containing a clear liquid. The video remained online at the time of writing. So at the time, this information was out there in March. Oh now, in Donald Trump's defense, he probably doesn't know about this. There's a pretty good chance that Donald Trump probably has no idea who this guy is.
Yeah, no.
Just to be fair.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't know who a lot of people are.
Right, so, but he definitely
probably definitely not this guy. Definitely not this guy. I also think it's really, it's hard because the information that we're getting, because it's so of the moment, I get how people would stumble upon this and be like, I guess I'll try indulge. Because again, it's a time where everyone wants answers, everyone wants help. And we're getting all, like, especially with like unemployment and stuff like that, like so many things policy-wise or like whatever money we're getting from the government is changing so quickly. I think I have a lot of empathy for people who thought that maybe this was an option.
You know, you say, you know, let the buyer beware and everything like that, but you don't know where people are emotionally. And he's capitalizing on that. And that's what makes it so horrible, I guess.
It's
really bad. It's not even like a cure for a cold, which I'm sure, you know, maybe homeopaths might claim. I don't know. I can't speak on that. But when you're right in the middle of it, it's a really tough place when you probably know within a couple of degrees somebody that has been affected by it in some way. It's not one of these things that's happening somewhere else and you can only be sympathetic and empathetic. Like, this is like, you're probably pretty empathetic at this point because you're probably feeling it and it's tough. And you're like, well, I can't afford to get this because I have a family or I have responsibilities and, you know, I can't let them down. And this guy, he's tan.
Yeah.
So he's very tan. He's a sale. I'm like, why would he? And he was verified on Instagram, which is, as somebody who's verified on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
I don't take advantage of that.
No, you're not. You're very humbled by it.
Yeah.
You serve it more than you take it.
Yeah. I'm like, look at the picture of this old building. And they're like, well, we better look at it.
Yeah, exactly. Huh? All right.
In another Instagram clip that was viewed at least 1 million times, he displayed a pill and said it makes it impossible to contract the disease for those who have tested positive.
Ugh, I'm also really worried that these pills and these, whatever's in the syringe are hurtful. Like the guy that, what did he eat? Like there was some person that took some medicine and died.
There was a malaria.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Or it's like, what is even, it's a hoax. It's fake. But what is even in there? Just cooking this stuff up in like a big tin drum outside of his.
I honestly hope it's something that's just a water pill or placebo.
Me
or something
too.
Like that's what I hope. Mm. Here's a little more from the scripture of Keith Lawrence, Middlebrook. I didn't mention that.
His middle name.
When you see the Lawrence in there, you're like, oh.
You're like, sophisticated. Mm. Middlebrook, definitely his last name.
Yes, I have developed a cure for the coronavirus, COVID-19. That's it, period. Oh. After 6 weeks of intense focus and development. Six weeks.
But intense focus. He's not talking, he wasn't like being diverted by Instagram. He was letting other people, he was eating, you know.
His sleeves were rolled up.
Yeah, exactly. He was having lean cuisines, not bothering cooking, probably didn't shower that much, but focused.
His tan was very uneven.
Yeah.
Focus and development?
And development.
And in parentheses, very little sleep.
What?
Probably because of the cocaine. Probably because of the cocaine.
That guy lives on
Adderall.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you know.
That guy smells awful.
He's probably 85% Adderall.
Yeah, he really is. That's generous of you. I would say it's more cocaine.
I'm currently going to mass production. The CDC, the WHO, and mainstream media capitalized.
Right.
Have created a pandemonium environment. Again, this is just...
This is great.
It's pandemonium.
This is great. It's like I'm reading a breaking news piece in the New York Times.
To answer this, just because it's what I do, mm-hmm. I've created a coronavirus prevention pill. After 3 days of taking, the person is immune to the virus and stays immune as long as they continue to taking it once a day in the morning.
You can't. So if I took it after 10 a.m., what's morning? Do we know what morning is? Is it like a
4 p.m.? Like, listen, if you're living the nightlife.
If I'm at a hotel, it's like, is it the time where I get my continental breakfast? And that's like 6 to 9,
yeah,
15. Or is it more like a relaxed, like 10:30?
No. He's probably burying the body of a prostitute at this time. God. Just getting back.
Oh, boy.
And also the COVID-19 formula vaccine cure to satisfy the physiological and psychological need at large. What? Okay. Why the psychological
more
need?
More words.
You know what I mean?
More vagueness.
Based on his YouTube videos, Keith Middlebrook doesn't believe the coronavirus outbreak is a real threat, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He's like,
but he made this anyway.
He made it anyway. He's like, listen, for the two of you that might have it.
Grace of God go I, yeah.
He accused the Centers for the CDC and the World Health Organization, WHO, and the mainstream media of lying about COVID-19 causing a pandemic. He says... All the crap you hear in the media, we're all in this together. That's bullshit. Total bullshit. Do you ever hear me curse on here?
Mm-mm.
Only if I'm quoting.
Mm-mm.
You don't have to participate with the losers, the massive mainstream media and CDC and WHO, as if there's a pandemic and millions of people are dying in the streets. There's not.
Whoa.
Is that
He's like, urban? I walked outside and I looked at my street. No one was dead in it. So everyone, don't believe.
Well, there's a couple of people who have been dead in it. But
not based on coronavirus.
According to court records, Middlebrook was previously arrested for wire fraud in 2014 after allegedly running a fraudulent credit score improvement business. It was dismissed in 2016. The judge set his arraignment for April 16th. So as we're doing this, it's not yet, but we will follow up. If convicted as charged, he could face up to 20 years in prison. I want to thank Newsweek, Heavy, Time, and Justice.gov.
Whoa, .gov. That's serious. I actually was just talking to my uncle, who is a public defender, about the court system and what's happening. And actually, that might be delayed because the courts are so backed up right now.
Do it on Zoom.
Do it on Zoom?
Yeah,
do a Zoom court?
Yeah, we could be Zoom jurors.
It's a digital Bible that you're swearing on.
Yeah, and then just our cats are running in the thing and sitting.
Exactly.
But on a serious, you know, like a serious note, you know, we hope everyone's well.
Definitely. Hanging in there.
You can always reach out to us.
Please, we love
people reaching out, and it's been very kind. And
yeah, really inspiring, really nice. If you need a care package, let us know. We'll get out there, although I'm not sending things out this week.
Right. Give us a little bit.
Hunker down a little bit. Yeah. But we have good memories and we will get it to you. So just, you know, hopefully, yeah, you're feeling okay.
And if you want your credit score to be a perfect 800, well.
Who should I call?
Seth Cohen. Brooke Davis. Blair Waldorf. Sound familiar? It Takes Three Network houses shows surrounding your favorite nostalgic teen dramas. Whether you are watching for the first time or you're binging for the fifth time, you'll definitely want to check us out. You can listen to Tree Hill Talk, Let's Talk OC, and Three Gossip Girls on your preferred listening platform. And for more information, visit ittakes3network.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.